What's shaping up as Australia's first cyclone for this summer is predicted to hit North Queensland by the end of the week, a Christmas cyclone potentially. The Weather Bureau is tracking a slow-moving monsoon through near the Gulf of Carpentaria, which could form into a cyclone over the next 48 hours. A month's worth of food is being flown into remote northwest Queensland communities as the region prepares to batten down the hatches. Kathy Van Extel reports.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says communities in the state's far north will be ready if a cyclone forms.
We know that there is a monsoonal trough moving up the north of the Gulf of Carpentaria. We'll be monitoring this incredibly closely. In fact, we have the Bureau of Meteorology undertaking some modelling as we speak. However, in the meantime, all of my directors general have been meeting. We are confident that the region up north is prepared if it does eventuate into a cyclone. And the councils have been meeting as well.
The head of Far North Queensland's Disaster Management Group says authorities are well prepared for a potential cyclone over the festive season. Acting Assistant Police Commissioner Brett Shafirius says there have been no requests for additional resources at this stage.
What we are doing is maintaining extremely close liaison with the local groups, the local mayors, the local disaster coordinators. As we know, this time of the year we expect heavy rain and cyclones in Far North Queensland. It's extremely pleasing that all the local groups are extremely well prepared. They know this is coming every year.
If it forms, the cyclone is expected to cross the coastline anywhere between Burketown and Kawanyama. Berkshire Mayor Ernie Camp says the local disaster management group has met and preparations are being put in place.
The local LDMG has met and gone through the normal checklist. Have we got enough fuels, have enough medical supplies, what number of people are within town, what number of people on outlying properties, and anybody with medical conditions. So everybody's fairly well prepared.
What about food supplies? I understand there's a bit of activity in bringing food into areas, particularly some of the more remote areas.
Yeah, the food supplies has been a problem because our major access road, a bridge on it, has had to be replaced, and at the moment, because of the weather, haven't been able to complete the jobs on the approach of the new temporary bridge.
For Doomadgee?
To Doomadgee and Burketown, yes. At the moment, we're looking at ferrying some of those across the causeway that has been completed. There'll be everybody on deck trying to get that supplies across before the weather sets in.
So that's happening now, is it?
Yeah, it's been happening. It started a couple of days ago with small bits getting across, and as it gets closer to the expected arrival, things become more hurried.
Councils from Doomadgee to Kawanyama and out to Mornington Island have all ramped up preparations. The Mornington Shire Council says the island's main airstrip, which was closed last week due to runway damage, will remain closed until the wet weather subsides. CEO Frank Mills says it's unfortunate timing given the forecast of a cyclone later this week.
At this time of year, with Christmas only a couple of days away, family want to reunite and gather for celebrations and what have you, but sadly there'll be a lot of people miss out this year. But the main thing is the safety of people that are travelling to and from the island, and that's the reason why the airport's had to remain closed.
If a cyclone does hit, Mornington Island residents are better prepared than in previous years. In the lead-up to the wet season, the council called on the help of a charity to establish an emergency island pantry. Give It was established 6 years ago by Juliet Wright, who saw a need to better match donors with charity groups in the wake of disasters.
We're kind of like a donation broker in a way. So if anyone in the community wanted to donate a vacuum cleaner or a microwave, we ensure it goes directly to someone in urgent need. But for charities, they can take whatever items they need for their clients. And so far, we've matched 220,000 items. Our goal is to ensure that people who are in need get exactly what they need when they need it the most.
Give It normally works with communities in the disaster recovery phase, but in the case of Mornington Island, it's about disaster preparation.
This particular community are quite isolated. They have one barge come in every week and they rely on the local fishing. So if there's been a major tragic event of weather that's happened in that region and the barge stops, they have no food or resources for at least a couple of weeks.
The pantry of provisions will be held by council and distributed in the aftermath of an emergency.
Like a stockpile for that rainy day. So if there was a cyclone event, and as you know that there is one looming off the coast right now, they have enough food and water to actually keep them through for a couple of weeks. So we filled up their pantries and they've received all this non-perishable food, and it's been donated by a very generous community of givers who've donated cash, so we've bought them as locally as we possibly can.
That's Juliet Wright from the charity Givers, ending that report by Kathy Van Extel. You should tune in to your local ABC for more detailed emergency information if and when a cyclone develops.